It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
I don't mean it's a shame.
Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Everyone, and welcome to 103.9 KNZA. Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio here for the final game of the night. 86 degrees, 3 mph wind from the southeast. A beautiful night here down at Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas, for the 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Class B State Tournament. Already plenty of teams guaranteed tomorrow. Garnett and Colby to play tomorrow at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Right now, also set Marysville to play at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday tomorrow. The winner of this game to play them tomorrow, and the loser to go home. This is an elimination game between Hiawatha Post 66 and Iowa Post 15. Iowa Post 15. I was struggling trying to say Iowa on the pronunciation there, but again, Iowa Post 15 taking on here Hiawatha Post 66. Lineups being announced. They won't have the national anthem. They'll just have the Legion Oath. We will step aside for that. So real quick, let's get you the starting lineups before we get there. Iowa Post 15 will be the away team. Hiawatha Post 66 will represent the host team in at the bottom of the order. Taking a look at Hiawatha Post 15 starting lineup, Blake Ellis, the shortstop, will lead off. Tyler Lord will bat second, the second baseman. The first baseman, Grady Doherty, will be batting third. Batting fourth will be Ryan Golden, and he will be DH. Batting fifth will be Cole Mathis. He'll be out in center field. Gale Pratt will be out in left field, and he will bat sixth. Batting seventh will be Dominic Smith. He'll be catching behind home plate for Iowa Post 15. Easton Wesselow will be pitching and up on the bump for Iowa Post 15, and will be batting eighth. Batting in ninth will be Henry White out in right field. The Bucks will be Austin Crooks out at third base. For Hiawatha Post 66, their starting lineup here, again, head coach by Will Lancaster. Iowa Post 66 team, leadoff spot, Micah Oldham, the center fielder. Cooper Jacobson batting second, the left fielder. Behind the plate, catching and batting third will be Lucas Lancaster. Batting in cleanup will be Aiden Graff, will also be on the bump for the start here today for Hiawatha. Dagan Diller will be out in right field and will bat fifth. Batting in sixth will be Michael Jensen. He'll be at shortstop. Batting seventh will be Cooper Wishup. He'll be the designated hitter. Braden Newell will be batting eighth and will be at third base. And Gavin Becker will be playing second base and will be batting ninth. Ren Hagen will be the flex player, and he will be at first base. So again, for Hiawatha Post 66, their starting lineup, Oldham, Jackson, Lancaster, Grasswell, Diller, Jensen, Wishrup, Newell, Becker, Hageman. For Iowa Post 15, Ellis, Lord, Doty, Golden, Mathis, Pratt, Smith, Wesselow, White, and Crooks. Iowa will come up and bat here first. Ellis, Lord, Doty, and Golden, the four batters that come up into the Hiawatha Post 66 defensive alignment. Grasswell on the mound, Lancaster catching, Hageman on first, Becker at second, Jensen at shortstop, Noah third, Jackson left, Oldham center, and Diller out and right. These two teams, a lot of great history. Last year, they played three times in the state tournament. Iowa beat Hiawatha originally 13-10, and then they took them, and then Hiawatha was then able to beat Iowa 6-0. It forced a second game, but Iowa won it 10-3. Real quick, we're going to step aside for the Legion announcement, and we will be back for the Iowa Post 15 versus Hiawatha Post 66 game. The elimination matchup here starting soon.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hiawatha Post 66 taking the defensive field. Iola Post 15 taking the batting lineup. Ellis, Lure, Doty, and Golden all up here coming up to bat. We'd like to thank our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors here on KMZ 103.9. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Hyman Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at hymancc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. KMTS, Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And, of course, our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game sponsor will have that at the very end here of our contest, which, by the way, earlier on today, from Hiawatha Post 66 when they had their victory, the 5-1 victory over Norton in the elimination game that happened right after they got done with their game with Marysville. They lost 7-4. The winner of that, or the player of the game I gave to, was Gannon Becker. He had an absolute gem of a game, being able to go the distance of 7 innings, only allowing 1 run and 1 hit. Having also 4 strikeouts. He was not in the batting order, though, but now here he is batting 9th in the order. Becker, he's a great hitter. He's a great overall player. Here he's going to be playing 2nd for Hiawatha Post 66. Big keys for these two teams. It's really going to come up to the pitching. Rathwell will get the bump here, start for Hiawatha, and Wesselow will get the start here for Iola. So this, again, will depend here on the pitching, how the early going is. We've seen a lot of dominant pitching today, a lot of close-scoring games. Again, Garnett and Colby move on and play tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Marysville, they got beat by Garnett today by a score of just 3-2. Iola, they got beat by Colby by a score of 4-2. Iola, they have won this state tournament down in Concordia 3 straight years in a row, and of course, they would like to add another one under their belt. But here, they have to fight tooth and nail through the elimination side of the bracket. And now here, the first pitch, nearly on the way with Ellis up in the box. And now Grothwell sets, fires, and deals, and that one will just fire a little under the zone for ball one. Again, welcome everybody to our Legion Baseball broadcast here on KMZA. Second pitch here inside, a little lean backwards by Ellis, taken for ball two. 2-0 count now for Blake Ellis as Tyler Lloyd's on deck and Grady Doty is in the hole. Setting up this inning, Ryan Golden, the designated hitter. Next pitch here on the way, the third one into the far out lower corner for strike one on Ellis. Ellis readjusting the batting gloves. Now set to go. 2-1 count for Ellis. Brings the bat over the shoulders. Here's the pitch. Takes the swing on it. Gets past the shortstop in Jensen. And it goes down for a base hit for Ellis. Lord now up the bat. Doty on deck and Golden in the hole. Already a runner on for Iola. Post 15. Here adjusting back pocket. There's Lord now. He's back and ready to go. He shows bunt here. It's all the way up on the left line. It's picked up nicely. Thrown to first base, but not on time. On target, but Lord beat out the throw. Man, Lord's speed was unmatched there. That's the terrific bunt he put down on the left line. It's a nice little high pop with a short roll. Pretty Doty now to hit. And that, Golden on deck. And Mathis in the hole. And this one hit out to center. And that will progress all the runners one base pass. Doty on first, Lord on second, Ellis on third, Hiawatha Post 66 has allowed three straight singles to start this game. Golden here now the bat, Mathis on deck, and Pratt in the hole. Iola looking to opening up the scoring early here at Noble Park. As the sky begins to turn purple and blue, and here that will be another hit as it skips and hops off the bump, as well as the second base back down center field. That is four straight hits now for Iola, and everyone just goes up one base. That is an RBI single with no outs by Golden. Now Cole Mathis will come up to bat. Dale Pratt on deck, and Dominic Smith in the hole. Mathis, the center fielder. Fifth one already up here for Iola. Here's the pitch. It's an inside fastball, and that's it rung up for strike one. Rathwall has allowed four straight singles, and now is trying to get the first out. No one count. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. For strike two is Cole Mathis. Finally, ahead of a batter, Rathwall looking for the KO. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and swung on and missed, getting another reach from Mathis, and he goes down with just three pitches. Chance to still get out of the jam, the double play to end the inning is in play. Gale Pratt with bases loaded and one down. There's the pitch, and that one bounces off the, looks like the foot of the catcher. Really could have been a wild pitch. It's ball one. 1-0 count here on Pratt. With Dominic Smith on deck, and Easton Wesselow in the hole. Fastball. Knee high, just a little too close inside for ball two. Two on the count for Pratt. Bases are juiced. Rotates the bat in circles. Here he fires away and misses. Putting the first strike up here on the count on Pratt. And Golden on first, Doty on second, Lord on third. Here's the next pitch, just a little low. And that'll be ball three. It's a 3-1 count now on Pratt. Dominic Smith on deck. Pratt stretching his back, a little bit to his left. Now he hovers his bat over his shoulders, and he'll take ball four. That'll walk in a run. Lord will come through and score. Doty will go to third. Golden will now go to second, and Pratt's now at first. Dominic Smith comes up. Wesselow on deck, and White in the hole. 7, 8, and 9 in the order coming up here for Iola. Smith, the lefty with the black gloves, holds off on the pitch. Regrettably, though, and he gets strike one. Hiawatha, Red Tops, Gray Bottoms. And here Iola with the, looks like dark blue tops, orange trim, and gray bottoms with orange lining going down the side. 1-1 count now on Smith. Smith, here's the 1-1 pitch. He swings on it. It's a second base. And the play is on time, looking for the double play, and they get it. A 4-6-3 double play gets made, Becker Jensen Hageman, to get out of the inning and to allow just two runs in the top of the first here to Iola with the bases juiced. 2-0 is the lead for Iola. Hiawatha, a chance to respond to the bottom of the first here on KNZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to KNZA 103.9. I'm Kurt and Prophet, Kirk Kelman, back in studio. This is for the 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Class B State Tournament coverage. Elimination sign of the bracket, Iola post 15, taking on Hiawatha post 66. Here in the bottom of the first, Iola leads 2-0. They had two runs off four hits. In the top of the first, they had four straight singles to start the game. Hiawatha was able to get out of it with a 4-6-3 double play. Oldham up to bat, Jacobson on deck, Lancaster in the hole, in Grathwall to clean it up. Here for the defensive lineup for Iola, Westalo on the bump, Smith behind the plate catching, Doherty at first, Lord at second, Ellis at short, Crooks at third, Pratt in left, Mathis in center, and White out in right. Again, we thank our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors, Vincent St. Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwooding Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, C&K helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. At the end of this contest, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Micah Oldham now steps up in the box, kicks some dirt with his feet. Now he puts 1 foot out of the box, shrugs his shoulders, rotates the bat, and now sets it over the shoulder. Here's the first pitch to Hiawatha, and it goes just out of the zone inside for ball one. Oldham, three quarters up in the box on the back line of the batter's box. Next pitch, too close inside. Oldham spins on it, getting away, and that's for ball two. 2-0 now the count. Right back with it, Westalo now delivers one into the dirt. 3-0 count now for Micah Oldham. Micah Oldham, a deadly center fielder here for Hiawatha post 66. He is an absolute hawk out there in the outfield. He also has great leadoff ability. Here, a timeout called by the catcher in Smith to go converse with his pitcher in Westalo, and quickly back to it. Oldham on the 3-0, doesn't pull the trigger, and gets strike one. 3-1 count now on Oldham. Jacobson on deck. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and that one's way outside in the far top corner of the zone, and Oldham will take off the first base. Jacobson now coming up to bat, Lancaster on deck, and Grathwall in the hole. Now it's the lefty who comes up to face the righty pitcher, Cooper Jacobson. The batter, no gloves, slow choke on the bat, and on his right wrist, throw back to first, Oldham back in safely. Jacobson still awaiting his first pitch here. He teeters the bat over the shoulder. Here's the first pitch, and it's low under the zone for ball one. Jacobson, on the 1-0 count. There's the next pitch, and it's a corner for strike one. 1-1 count, evened up on Jacobson. Up in the hands, and now the ball against the thigh. Here is Wesselow. Now he is ready to set the firing deal. Here, a fastball that gets too close above the zone. That'll go for ball two. 2-1 now the count on Jacobson. Here's the pitch. High again, upstairs for ball three. 3-1 count now on Jacobson. Lancaster on deck. Fastball in the hole. Runner on first, no outs. Here in the bottom of the first, Hiawatha down 2-0. Next pitch, delivered. And thinking about the walk was Jacobson, but instead he gets the second strike. Now it's a full count on the left fielder. Here's the next pitch on the full count. Swung on, missed. And Jacobson goes down swinging. Now Lucas Lancaster, the catcher, comes up here for Hiawatha post 66 with one down and a runner on first. Lancaster, riding with the white batting gloves, black and orange bat, the orange stripes wrapping around the top. And the first pitch goes out of the zone for ball one. After Lancaster is Graffwall and Diller. 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order for Hiawatha. Next pitch inside, turning away from it is Lancaster, and that's ball two. Hiawatha trying to respond to the 2-run deficit here early on in the bottom of the first. Next pitch delivered high in the attic for ball three. And here's another chance to get a walk for Hiawatha. Lancaster on the 3-0. That one looks like it's down the middle, and yes, it is for strike one. 3-1 count now on Lancaster with a runner on first and one down. Here's the pitch. Way inside towards the shoulders. That'll be a walk. And Lancaster and Oldham now heads to second. Oldham looked at trying to take off and steal second just in case if there was the strikeout. But now Oldham here sends the second via the walk. Now J.J. Lancaster comes in here for Lucas Lancaster on first base. J.J. on first, Oldham on second, one down. Graffwall comes in. First pitch to him. He raises the left leg but holds off but receives strike one on the count. 0-1 now against Graffwall with Diller on deck and Jensen in the hole. Here's the pitch. This one lifted out to shortstop. And Ellis is under it, and he makes the snag above his head. That'll retire the second out of the inning. Hiawatha still trying to get their runners on end. The tying runs on first and J.J. Lancaster. Sagan Diller. The righty stepping up, hitting the bag with the bat. Like a dark blue-ish black. And the ball is a wild pitch that gets above the catcher. And now runners will go to scoring position. Now Micah Oldham's on third. J.J. Lancaster's on second. Sagan Diller with a chance to score 2 runs inside the game here against Iola. Next pitch, into the dirt, scrapes up. That's ball two on Diller. Diller, low in his stance, black batting gloves, air and inside take for ball three. Here, Westelow has got 2 outs on the board here for his team, but has already walked 2 batters and potentially now a third. 3-0 count, that ball deep under. Bunt and Orr going to call strike one. Just on the bottom edge of the zone. 3-1 now the count. Here's the pitch. And now that one will just go under for ball four. Three walks already here in this bottom of the first for Westerlo. And now a conversation will be had between Westerlo, Smith, and Doherty, the first baseman. Just a quick little meeting to regain focus, to get Westerlo back on track here, get this final out of the inning. But if it's Hiawatha, take advantage. Pack that mentality. Jensen here up the bat with the bases loaded. Worship on deck. And all in the hole. There are two outs on the board. The tying runs on second. And the go-ahead's on third. Iowa up 2-0. Middle of the box is Jensen. Halfway lowered in his stance. And he takes the first pitch to him for ball one. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Now stepping back in is Jensen, the shortstop. Here he awaits the pitch, 1-0. Here it comes, and that is down Broadway for strike one. Jensen now to the 1-1. Anticipating this 1-1 here. And instead does not pull the trigger and takes the second strike. Westerlo delivering some nice heat to the inner corner. 1-2 count, bases loaded, two down. Trying to get out of this inning is Westerlo. This one chops straight to the pitcher. Westerlo, a throw to first. It's a little off target, but it will be played by Doherty. Almost some trouble there from the pitcher in Westerlo, but he's able to get out. Hiawatha post 66, leave three stranded and are not able to get any runs to come through. It's 2-0. Iowa leads over Hiawatha. We head up into the top of the second here on KNZA.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in two states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network to the 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Class B State Tournament down here at Noble Park, the Paul Rocky Field in Hiawatha, Kansas. Iowa, post 15, leading Hiawatha post 66 by 2. 2-0 here in the top of the second. Iowa coming back up here to bat. They sent seven batters to the plate in the first inning. They had two runs off four hits, but the top of the inning ended with a 4-6-3 double play. Becker to Jensen to Hageman. Here coming up to bat, Easton Westerlo, Henry White, and back up to the top of the order in Blake Ellis. So 8-9-1 in the order coming up here. Here's the pitch. First one to Westerlo, and it is fouled to the left line. Here, Westerlo having to return all the way back to the plate. Lancaster with his bat, hands it back right back to him. Westerlo took off fast, just in case it went fair down the left line. Now here he's on the 0-1. Getting darker, field lights on, the wind has really died to about 2 miles per hour, if that. A very beautiful state tournament that it has been. Next pitch here fouled straight back to the right of Westerlo, and Westerlo is down 0-2 on the count. Rathwall recorded one strikeout in the last inning, trying two of the last three batters. Here we would like to get Westolo out. He goes for the inside fastball, but is not able to collect. It's too far inside for ball one. 1-2 count on Westolo. Diagonal stance, pretty high up in the posture. Left leg kick and misses on the swing. That'll be a strikeout on Westolo, gone down swinging. Henry White, the right fielder, now up to bat. Blake Ellis on deck, heading back up to the top of the order as well. White to finish out the bottom in the ninth spot. Be his first at-bat in this game. Rathwall now setting and dealing his first pitch to him. Swung on and missed, just not able to catch the heat. Now down 0-1. White, high with his bat, holds off on the high fastball, and takes it for ball one. 1-1 now the count for Henry White. Next pitch inside, but gets out. That is ball two. 2-1 count, on the post 15. They have won three consecutive AA American Legion Baseball tournaments. Of course, they would like to win four in a row. Here they are going to have to fight very hard on this elimination side of the bracket. Next pitch, low and outside for ball three. A 3-1 count now on Henry White. Rathwall leaned out in front, now setting and dealing the pitch. Not able to get into the zone. That is the fourth ball of the count, and White will take first base. Ellis now up to bat, Lord on deck, and Doherty in the hole. Trial of post, 15. One down, here in the top of the second. Iowa up by two, trying to extend Hiawatha, wanting to limit the damage to two. That was done in the first inning. Ellis, coming up for his second time in this game, singled back in the first. On his fourth pitch, here he shows bunt, pulls back, and taking off his second will be White. White gets to base, second base, without a throw. Ellis steps back. He took that pitch for ball one. Got the high-riding white gloves on. 1-0 count. Here's the delivery. This past the bottom far right corner of the zone for ball two. 2-0 count now on Ellis. Here's the pitch. And that one just under. 3-0 now for Ellis with Lord on deck and Doherty in the hole. This is the part of the order that had four straight singles in the first inning with Ellis, Lord, Doherty, and Golden all dropping a single. Next pitch. This one finally hitting the zone in the corner for strike one. Only one hit produced a run, though. Truly produced a run in that four-hit inning. The other run was produced via a walk with bases loaded. That walk was on Cale Pratt. Next pitch, fouled straight back past the Hiawatha dugout. And now it is a full count. So working it back to a full count here is Grathwall. Looking for the K. Be the third of the game here for him. Rathwell a peek back to second. Now here's the delivery. Swung on, a hit. Shortstop making the play to third. Is the tag on time? Yes, it is. Henry White tagged out at third. Ellis reaching off the fielder's choice. Great play by Jensen, recognizing the timing that he had, and Will made the great tag on third. Now Tyler Lord comes up to bat. Doherty on deck, and Golden in the hole with two down, the runner on first. Top of the second, no runs have been produced this inning for Iola. First pitch here against Lloyd. this count goes out in the far corner. Leaning forward is Grathwall. Now he sets himself back up here, working from the stretch. Delivers a curveball, and that one finds itself nicely into the inner corner for strike one. But with that strike, Ellis was able to take off and get himself on second base. Iola, 1-4 here with runners in scoring position, and a hard swing and a miss on the 1-1 count by Lord, and now he's down 1-2. He steps out of the box to recollect his thoughts, and now he's back in. Dark red gloves, teetering the bat here, thinking about pulling it. Instead, he holds back and receives ball two. 2-2 count now for Tyler Lord. Grathwall taking the eyes to second base, and now a half swing, and they will... should get the strikeout. The throw's on time to first because the strike was dropped by Lancaster, but they do get the K and get out of the top of the second. So one runner is left stranded. No hits, no errors, and no runs for Iola post 15 here in the top of the second. It's 2-0. Iola still leads over Hiawatha, but Hiawatha, a chance to tie or take the lead here in the bottom of the second.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hiawatha post 66 coming up here to bat. They trail by two in the bottom of the second to Iola. And down here in the elimination game of the Kansas American Legion Baseball Class B State Tournament. Winner of this game will play Marysville tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. I'd like to again thank our sponsors of this 2025 Legion Baseball season, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, and sport, a restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And remember, at the end of this contest, we will have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Coming up here for Hiawatha Pro 66, in the batting order, 7, 8, and 9. Wishrip, Newell, and Becker looking for their first here at bats in this game. Hiawatha, they left three stranded back in the first inning. Went 0 of 2. Batters went 0 of 2 with runners in scoring position. Wishrip, the designated hitter, receiving his first pitch. An inside fastball that hits the zone for strike one. Cooper Wishrip on the 0-1 count now takes the swing. It's chopped. It's going and rolling right. It's picked up. It's underhanded but dropped. And Wishrip gets safely to first. Wishrip now on first. Newell now up to bat. Going down officially as a single for Wishrip. Newell now up to bat. Becker on deck. 8-9 in the order here batting. Newell, the third baseman for Hiawatha, takes a low slide of the bat against the home plate. Now brings it over his shoulder. First pitch to him is low to the inner corner for ball one. Snoll, the hot pink batting gloves, trying to get on here with the at-bat. The next pitch, Shum is low, 4-2. Braden Newell, a 170 batting average, just above, and a touch under a 500 OPS this season. Next pitch here to him. Strike one. 2-1 count now on Newell. Newell with 2-1. This next pitch, just under the zone for 3. And Westerlo has already walked 3 batters in this game. That is how he left the bases loaded in the first. They dig out of the jam. A runner will take off the second, but it is a walk, so that is neglected there. Wishrip reaches second via the walk as Wool gets a first from the walk. Now Becker comes up to bat. Hold him on deck, and Jackson in the hole. Becker finding out the bottom of the order here in the ninth spot. He won the McDonald's at Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game earlier today in the win against Norton. That sent Norton home with a 5-1 victory. This one is laced down the left line, but it just has to be tagged at first. There's no double play possible. So Becker reaches first off the fielder's choice. Winship is thrown out at third, forced out at third, and Newell is now on second. Michael Oldham here at the top of the order. Led off this game with a walk and was left stranded on third. Oldham, high raise of the bat, now lowers his shoulders and takes the first pitch to the far out lower corner for strike one. Oldham here, taking a plate appearance in back-to-back innings. Here's the next pitch. This one lays low to the ground to the third baseman. It's a throw on time to Doherty. Brooks to Doherty to get the out on Oldham, but runners progress to from first, second to second and third. Newell on third, Becker on second, two down, but a single could tie this game. Jacobson. First pitch, out for 1. Jackson last time up, struck out on the full count. Lancaster on deck, he walked. There's the 1-0 pitch to Jacobson, and he watches it go down the middle for strike one. It's now a 1-1 count on Jacobson. Iowa's still down 2-0 to Iola. Here in the bottom of the second. Taking a strike at it. And the ball goes straight back to the fence. Now a 1-2 count for Jacobson. Hiawatha right now 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Looking to get that first base hit with a runner on second or third. And here a pitch that just gets under the zone. Nearly a wild pitch. But Smith was able to block it well enough from getting anywhere dangerous. Now up to 2-2 count on Jacobson. Swaying that bat over the top left shoulder. The lefty does against the righty pitcher. Well, here's the next pitch. And that one is low to the inside corner of the batter for 3. It's a full count for Jacobson. And Hiawatha potentially load the bases for 2 straight innings. And this next one, it gets hit straight to the pitcher. It's going to be an easy toss to first. Back-to-back innings end the same way. A contact hit straight to the pitcher, and it grounds out to end it with runners left on base. Hiawatha 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Down by 2, Iowa leads 2-0, going into the top of the third here on KNZA.
1974 was the year Howard Seed was formed. Today it is as strong as ever, with a different generation in charge. We still have the same goals in mind, to maximize the profitability of our customers. We sell varieties and hybrids tailored for each customer and each field. Leading technology with DeKalb corn and Hasgro soybeans. For more information, call Howard Seed. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in two states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to KNZA 103.9. Kirk Tillman back in studio. Brent Improve here, bringing you the broadcast live from Noble Park, Hiawatha, Kansas, for the 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Class B State Tournament. This is the elimination side of the bracket, where this game will continue on, playing Marysville tomorrow at 3:30. The loser will go home. We're in the top of the third. Iola is up to bat. They have a two-run lead here against Hiawatha, post 66. Doherty, Golden, and Mathis up here in the order to bat for Iola. Next pitch here, this first pitch is rocketed sky high out left and foul. Going down early now, and the count is Doherty. Doherty has already reached once off a single. That was back in the first inning. That's part of the four straight singles that started off this game for Iola. And here he has a hard hit that goes between the shortstop and third baseman, falling right down in front of Jacobson out in left. And Doherty is now 2-for-2 at the plate. And now Golden steps up. Mathis on deck and Pratt in the hole. Back-to-back, or two out of three innings here for Iola, where their leadoff man has gotten on via the single. Last thing, Iola only brought up four batters. First pitch up and away on Golden, 4-1. Last ball, leaning forward. Now here's the next delivery, and that one finds the zone with the fastball. 4-1 on Golden. 1-1 count. Golden, he was the last one to have a single in that four straight single stretch that Iola had. He was left stranded on second. This next pitch, he fouled straight back for strike two, down the 1-2 count. Ryan Golden also is credited to the RBI single. Just one of the two ribbies that were picked up in that inning. He was the only one to score to get an RBI via a hit. And this next pitch goes straight back to the backstop. It's a 2-2 count now, and with that, a wild pitch that Doherty is able to take and get the second. So your runner is now in scoring position for Golden. Iola is 1-for-4 with a runner in scoring position. Golden with the 2-2. Here's the pitch. Fouls it. Left side. It hits off the bag. Is that fair? And they're going to call that one fair. It hit right off the bag. And now Golden is on first, and Doherty is on third. The runner is on the corner store, trying to cash in a run. Doherty on third, and Golden on first. Mathis coming up to bat. Brad on deck, and Smith in the hole. Rathwall leaning forward. Sneak look back to first. Now here's the delivery showing bunt. Throw. That was the third. I thought he threw it to second. Oh, looks like attempt of a back pick then. Pitch was also called a ball. 1-0 here. Now a swing and a miss. That will be a strike against Mathis. Well, Golden's now on second. Being able to take off and get the steal. And Doherty's now on third. So runners in scoring position. No swing on the chaser to the outside edge. And Mathis is on a 2-1 count. Mathis last time up, he was the first strikeout of the game here for Iola. Next pitch. Brought to the right fence and fouled. It's now 2-2. Evened up on the count. Rathwall would like to put a bow on it. Rathwall left foot, lean forward. Here's the pitch. Bounce right back to the backstop. Keep it 2-2. After Mathis, Pratt on deck, Smith in the hole. 5-6-7 here in the batting order. Viola post 15th. Rathwell, raising the leg, kicks, deals it to second base. A low dive and snag the throw to first, but that will be a well-hit single for Cole Mathis. Becker doing a great job at least stopping the ball from rolling further deep. But the RBI single will come through. Doherty will score. Golden will now be on third. And Mathis on first. Runners back in the corners with no outs. And Cale Pratt comes up to bat. Smith on deck. And Wesolo in the hole. Cale Pratt walked his last time up. And then he was thrown out second base on a 4-6-3 double play. That ended the first inning. First pitch here to him on this count. Rides inside. And it's going to be a steal for Mathis the second. So now the double play is taken out of picture here for Hiawatha. As runners have gotten to second and third. Another runners in scoring opportunity chance. The next pitch. Just outside a touch under. Full ball two on Cale Pratt. A three-run lead now for Iola. Trying to extend here in the top of the third. This pitch getting a little bit away after going for ball three. 3-0 count now on Cale Pratt. As Pratt steps out of the box, takes a couple of swings by his waist. Practice ones, and now he steps back in. Rotates the bat. Another half swing. Now puts it over the shoulder. And takes the fourth pitch of the count for strike one. 3-1 count now for Cale Pratt. He's back in the box with the runners on second and third and no outs. Here's the next pitch, and having to lean back on that one was Pratt. That'll be the fourth ball in the count, and Pratt will now sit on first. A runner is now on every base with no outs. Is the same situation back in the first inning where Iola was able to load the bases. However, they were only able to get two runs produced. Now a mound meeting will ensue here for Hiawatha Post 66. Probably just trying to reset the mentality here of Grathwell. Of course, you'd like to try to get a couple more innings out of him here. Can't be too sure about the pitching depth here for Hiawatha as much as for other teams at this point in the tournament. I mean, you're getting to the third game where you've pretty much burned a lot of your higher-end pitching talent to win those early games. So Grathwell stays in here on the bump, and there's not much for rest days. It's not like state and high school or regional high school where you get a couple-day break, your ace can come back in 3 or 4 days. No, there's not really time for that here in Legion Baseball. These games at state tournament are back-to-back-to-back, and sometimes you're playing multiple times a day. You got to utilize definitely a handful of pitchers. The timeout is over. First pitch afterwards hits outside the zone for ball one here against Dominic Smith. A light toss to Grathwell. Grathwell walks back up to the mound on the 1-0 count here on Dominic Smith. With Wesolo on deck and White in the hole. At the 1-0 count, here's the delivery, swung on and chopped. The second baseman's trying to make the play on it, and Becker, the out is to first, but a runner will come through and score after sacrifice ground out. That's Ryan Golden who comes through and scores. Mathis to third, Pratt to second. A sack grounder by Smith. Now East and Wesolo will come up with a runner on second and third. Here's the pitch. Just a little bit outside of the inner corner of the batter for ball one. Wesolo last time up, struck out in three pitches. Went down swinging on the reacher. Curveball. just a touch outside of the zone. 2-0 count now on Westerlo. Henry White up next. Finding out the bottom of the order, the 8 and 9 spots here. Westerlo takes a hard swing. This one going to center field. Now having to run up for it is Oldham. But the tag is on third base, and the runner will come on through. So back-to-back sacrifice hits come through with runs. The sacrifice grounder by Dominic Smith, and now the sack fly by Westerlo. So you'll definitely take the productive at-bats of Uriola. Henry White. Now to bat. Was thrown at it third after reaching off a walk and stealing second. First pitch to him, he swings on and misses. Reaching on an outside fastball. 0-1 count now on White. Here's the next pitch. It's inside. It's a ball. The throw's to third base. It gets away from Newell. But thankfully back there to make the stop is Jacobson. And not letting it get too farther. Potential chance there that Pratt could got home. Well, even though Pratt's on third, a sacrifice anything would not let him score. Two outs are up on the board, so a hit would have to come through. Next pitch, just a little high. And that's ball two. 2-1 count now on White. Hear the nod and the delivery from Grapewall. Swung on, popped, back on the tin roof. Here a little bit of a bam. 2-2 now to Callum White. Sky fully dark now with Saturday night light. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Foul left. Into the 2-2 for Henry White. On deck is Ellis. Lord in the hole. Iowa, they have brought up seven batters here in the order in this inning. This next pitch getting away from Lancaster, but is able to block it from getting too far away. Ellis is ball three. It's a full count now on Henry White. Henry White looking to score his teammate, Kill Pratt, on third with two down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Kind of a half-hearted swing there by White, and he goes down swinging. Iowa Post 15 is able to produce three runs in the top of the third off just three hits, and two sacrifice hits were able to drive in two runs as well, it's a 5-0 lead here for Iowa Post 15. We head into the bottom of the third with Hiawatha Post 26 looking to respond.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned in to 103.9 KNGA. Crit and Profit Kirk Kilman back in studio. The 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Class B State Tournament here in Hiawatha, Kansas. Continuing here on KNGA, bottom of the third inning, Hiawatha here up to bat. This one sliced hard to the second baseman, and Lord an easy throw out to Doherty at first. That's Lucas Lancaster, who just went down the ground out to second. Now Grasswell up to bat, Diller on deck, and Michael Jensen in the hole. Iola Post 15 is up 5-0 over Hiawatha Post 6-6 in this bottom of the third. Grasswell last time popped out to the shortstop position, fouls this pitch straight back. Here is Grasswell. Next pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 here, the count on Grasswell. Next pitch out of the zone. Ball 2. 2-1 count for Grasswell, the right-handed batter. And here he gets hit on the inside, and he'll take off with the hit-by-pitch. Our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors this season here brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. At the end of this contest, we'll have our Player of the Game sponsor brought to you by McDonald's and Hiawatha in Seneca. Sagan Diller now up to bat. Michael Jensen on deck. Cooper Wishrup in the hole. 5-6-7 here in the batting order for Hiawatha Post 66. One on, one out. Next pitch here. Skied straight back into the netting. Diller reached off a walk back in the first inning. He was left stranded on first. Here's a one pitch. And that one hits the out corner for strike 2. 0-2, having to protect now is Diller. Also want to stay out of the potential double play. Not a big lead off first base is Grasswell. This one hit hard in the air, playable by center. It's Mathis coming up for it. He works his left hand towards it and makes the grab. Two down, four up now for Hiawatha Post 6-6, and this bottom of the third. It's Michael Jensen, the shortstop, is 0-for-1, grounded out to the pitcher. Actually, two straight innings have ended, and grounded out to the pitcher. Here, Jensen, the shortstop, taking his first pitch in this count, down under for ball 1. And he's got Grasswell on first with two down, Wishrup on deck, and well in the hole. This next pitch hits inside for strike call. Michael Jensen this year been a terrific player from the plate. Here a throw back to the second after the pitch for ball 2, and being able to tank second safely is Grasswell. Michael Jensen again this year, he bats over 330. With an OPS of over 800. Been a solid hitter this season. Here he lines one. Can it drop on the right line? No, a great overhead snag to end the inning. What a play by Doherty from Iola. Well, that will end the inning. Hiawatha Post 66 still trails by 5, 5-0, heading up into the top of the fourth here on KNZA.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in 2 states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Legion State baseball coverage exclusively here on 103.9 KMZA. Thank you to everyone here tuning in, listening into this game. Also, again, a big shout out to the Hiawatha community putting this tournament on, being able doing a great job investing in tarps, putting the money into that, being able to keep the fields dry for, of course, yesterday as well as today. From all of that rain, they've ran a terrific state tournament so far, and they will continue to do so. It has had great hospitality as well. Here we have entered the top of the fourth, Iola Post 15, to come up to bat. We're back to the top of the order to Ellis, Lord, and Doherty with Golden in the cleanup spot. Iola leading 5-0 here over Hiawatha Post 6-6. Next pitch finds its way in for strike one. Left wall. Finding a lot of efficiency here on the fastball. Here's the next delivery, another one. That time a little out of the zone, but definitely some more heat under. 1-1 count. Ellis takes a swing and gets a chip off the ball as he fouls it for the second strike. The 1-2 count now for Ellis. Load on Zach Doherty in the hole. And Ellis so far, he's reached base twice, but he's 1-for-2. Reached base once off a fielder's choice and singled his first time up. Fouling another one out left this time. Ellis staying to the 1-2 count. Ellis was left stranded on second base after stealing it back in the second inning. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Ellis goes down near the start of the inning. This is the second time that Iola Post 15 has begun an inning with a strikeout on their leadoff man. They have also led off with two innings of singles. Aaron Al Lord comes up. His first pitch goes way behind to the backstop for ball one. Lord, Doherty, and Golden now up here to bat, second, third, and fourth here in the order. Hiawatha defensive lineup still the same. Grothwell on the bump. Lucas Lancaster behind the plate. Hageman at first. Here the pitch. That one line foul. 1-1 now the count. Becker at second. Jensen at short. Noel at third. Jacobson in left. Holman center. And Diller out in right. Ward, the second baseman for Iola Post 15. Here on the 1-1. Steps back in the zone. He is 1-for-2 with a strikeout in the second and a single back in the first. He has come through and scored one run so far this game. Next pitch here. In for strike two. Just being a little too impatient here. And now Lord has to protect. Rathwall sets, fires, deals, fastball, no swing, and oh, one that you felt just went down Broadway, but it missed the stars by a touch. It's now a 2-2 count now on Lord. Rathwall taps off his hands. Now here delivering the pitch and not swinging and taking another pitch that's just a little low of the zone for ball three. It's a full count now on Tyler Lord. Raising the left leg. Here's the kick. Here's the deal. And it's fouled away. Low to the right of home plate. Staying to the full count. Ward out of the batter's box, laying the bat behind his right leg, now put to his left side as he stretches his right arm behind his back, getting himself ready to step back into the box. A couple of jumping jacks as well from the second baseman out from Hiawatha, getting himself stretched out. Next pitch here, over the top of Ward, and that'll be a walk. Lord has now reached twice. Once with a single, and now with a walk. One on, one down. Brady Doherty now up to bat. Doherty is 2-for-2. Only two Iola players here are 2-for-2. Doherty and up next, Golden. They have had back-to-back singles. Doherty was left stranded on third. Back in the first inning. Substitution put in here for Iola Post 15. Gavin Jones will come in and courtesy run here for Tyler Lord. They immediately have a throw to first, trying to get him picked off. But Lord is back in safely. Bradwell does look back that way, but now he fires down Broadway and gets Doherty to take a swing and a chop at the ball and fouls it straight back. Doherty on the 0-1. Bradwell swing is right over front with the ball. Now he brings in, collects it at the waist. Here's a delivery to the outer edge for strike two. Bradwell running some solid pitchers in that far lower right corner. Here's the next pitch, and it is out for ball one. 1-2 now the count. Doherty relaxes on his left leg out of the box. Now he steps back in. Doherty, here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Here's the cashier ring, and Doherty is rung up. Ellis and Doherty have both been rung up here in the fourth by Grathwall. Grathwall has 6 strikeouts on this game. A really good strikeout pitcher. First pitch to Golden. There's a little out for ball one. 1-0 count now here against Golden. He's also 2-for-2 today. This one pops up, potential blooper, but coming all the way to play from shortstop is Jensen to end the top of the fourth. We're officially halfway through the game. Iola Post 15 leads 5-0 here still over Hiawatha Post 66. But Hiawatha with a chance to get their first runs up here in the bottom of the fourth here on KNZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
1974 was the year Howard Seed was formed. Today it is as strong as ever, with a different generation in charge. We still have the same goals in mind, to maximize the profitability of our customers. We sell varieties and hybrids tailored for each customer and each field. Leading technology with DeKalb corn and Hasgro soybeans. For more information, call Howard Seed. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to 103.9 KNZ. Credit and Profit, Kirk Hillman back in studio. Cooper Wishrup, Braden Newell, and Gavin Beck are all up to bat here for Hiawatha Post 66 here in the bottom of the fourth. The 7-9 batters are finding out the bottom of the order. Hiawatha down 5-0 to Iola. Here's the pitch here against Wishrup, and that one is straight back to the backstop for ball one. We also thank our sponsors here for the 25 Legion year, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Next pitch, here for strike one on Wishrup. Just slipping the outer lower edge. And now, on the 1-1. Delivery, just low and away. Four ball two. Roll on deck. Becker in the hole. Wishrup. He has reached once via the single. He was thrown out at third. Back in the second inning. Next pitch to him. They call it a strike. Just over the middle of the plate. 2-2 count now for Wishrup, the designated hitter. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And that one gets well framed and called a K. For Wishrup, goes down looking. Great frame job by Dominic Smith. And it's definitely what a good pitcher is for. Helping get those good looking pitches from the pitcher. Wesolo just picked up his second strikeout of the game. First pitch out of the way against Newell for ball one. With Becker on deck and Oldham in the hole. Again, we appreciate everyone sticking with us again for both nights. Last night, a real late broadcast, now to 11 o'clock. This one set to probably get a little past 10, so it might be past a couple of bedtimes, but again, we appreciate you sticking with us here. Stands late. Next pitch on the 1-0. The pitch is swung on and missed. First strike one on Newell. Newell back to the box quickly. Taps the plate, now ready for the pitch. Here it is. Hits the three quarters of the zone far the batter. And now it is 1-2. Newell crosses the bat, over the shoulder, rocks it back and forth, the 1-2 here above the head, and that is now the 2-2 count for Braden Newell. Braden Newell looking to get on base. Got over 7 hits this season. Another foul hit. Staying at a 2-2. Braden Newell only has over seven hits on the season. He's got over 10 RBIs as well as more than 6 runs scored this year. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Ducking under it and taking ball three is Newell. Becker on deck. Full count here. Next pitch. And that one just outside the zone. Newell now on first, Becker up the bat, one down, Oldham on deck. Adam Becker reached first time up off a fielder's choice. He was left stranded on second. There he stands out of the box, and then he puts himself inside. Becker, who was McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game earlier today against Norton, his 7 innings pitched, allowing just 1 run off 1 hit. Take off the second, and the steal is good. Newell coming in and getting the take to second on time. Aries put himself in scoring position. Gannon Becker, Hiawatha 0-for-4, throwers in scoring position. Would like to get that to change if you're Gannon Becker. Next pitch out in the way for ball two. 2-0 count for Becker. Back in the box. Halfway in. Here. Next pitch. Under the zone for ball three. Wesolo. Here on the bump. Royola. Taking a glance back to second. Here's now the pitch. And trying to get that frame inside. Yes, Smith is able to get it for the first called strike on the count. 3-1 on Gannon Becker. Here's the next pitch, and that one going over the plate for strike two. Full count now, worked on Becker. It was a 3-0, now it is 3-2. Couple of look backs back to second, and now here's the delivery by Wesolo, and that is a check swing by Becker, and that will record the strikeout. 2 Ks already here in this bottom of the fourth. To get out on Hiawatha. Wesolo, he only had 1 strikeout coming into this inning. He has got 2 already. A runner is on second. And Wesolo here looks to be done from the bump. He gets his 3rd strikeout of the game. And I believe that will be it for him. So a substitution will come in here on the mound for Iola Post 15. They lead 5-0 over Hiawatha Post 66. It is the bottom of the fourth, 2 down. Michael Oldham is up to bat for Hiawatha, and there is a runner on second. We'll return in about 60 seconds here on KNZA.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in two states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Still here in the bottom of the fourth on KMZA 103.9. Hiawatha post 66 with two down and a runner on second. That is Braden Newell, Michael Olden here up the bat, Jacobson on deck, and Lancaster in the hole. The first top three batters here due up in the order for Hiawatha. But again, two down this bottom of the fourth inning. Iola leads 5-0. It'll be Gavin James who comes in to the relief of Easton Wesselow, who will end his day here with 3 2/3. He gave up no runs through the 3 2/3 he pitched, as well as just allowing one hit. That hit was to Cooper Wishrup. They're probably trying to preserve a little bit here on Westerlo, not letting his pitch count get too high. Probably a pitcher you want to use a little later in this tournament if you're Iola and you're anticipating a win here against Hiawatha. If you're Hiawatha, you want to win this game because you need to. It's the elimination side of the bracket. Whoever loses this game goes home. The winner faces Marysville tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Pitch on the way, inside, or strike call. Oldham here up to bat with that runner in scoring position. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. It's an 0-2 count now here for Oldham. Hiawatha still looking for that first RBI. We've had five batters with runners in scoring position, and they are 0-5. Would be a big chance to break that zero off the board for Michael Oldham. Big hitter here for Hiawatha. This one, out straight center, and just above the second baseman, it's the shortstop who comes and makes the play in Ellis, and that will end the fourth inning. Hiawatha post 66 lives one stranded on at second base. It was Newell who reached off the walk and still second, but not able to get him to move. Hiawatha post 66 now 0-6 with runners in scoring position. Iowa 5-0 the lead over Hiawatha. We head up and do the top of this.
Summer is here and it's UV safety month. Protect your skin with broad-spectrum sunscreen, SPF 30 to 50. Wear protective clothing, sunglasses, and seek shade during peak sun hours. Stay hydrated and monitor skin changes. For expert advice, book your appointment with Tiffany Engelken, certified nurse practitioner at Holton Community Hospital, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Sabetha Community Hospital, or Hanover Hospital.
Hi, this is Ken Glennon, Community Bank President of GN Bank. We're customer-centered, invested in our communities, and committed to providing the highest quality financial services in a friendly, personal way. Please join us for our free community appreciation dinner in Holton on Friday, August 1st, in conjunction with Cruise Night. Don't miss our community appreciation dinner on Friday, August 1st, from 5:30 to 7 on the Jackson County Courthouse lawn. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2025 Legion Baseball State Tournament coverage brought to you by Kirkwood & Company, Restaurant Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Now we enter the top of the fifth. Iola up to bat. First pitch here to Mathis gets taken for ball one. Rathwell still up on the bump pitching here for Hiawatha. He's only allowed 5 runs so far in this game off 7 hits. However, there's been no run support on the offensive side of things. Next pitch to Mathis. It's grounded to the third baseman, playable from Newell, and on time! And target to Hageman. So one up and one down here in the top of the fifth. Pratt now up to bat. Smith on deck. Pratt, so far today, has reached twice, both off of walks. He got out, though, in the first inning off a 4-6-3 double play, and he was left stranded on third in the third inning. First pitch to Pratt, just up above the zone for ball one. 1-0 count now on Pratt. Rathwall, here's the pitch, and that one's out of the zone for ball two. Keeping a little bit behind Lancaster, but new ball now used from the umpire's pouch. 2-0 count on Pratt, and it's Smith to follow here in the order. 6-7 and 8, all coming up here in the order. 3-0 count now. Pitch outside. Pratt, 1 foot out of the box. Now he's back in on the 3-0. 3-0 count. Now here's the pitch, and that will be ball four. Pratt will take off in a scurry. Not sure if he needs to be that fast on a four-pitch walk. He's got somewhere to be. He's got first base. Dominic Smith now up the bat. He is 0-2, but he's got an RBI. He had an RBI ground out back in the third. That RBI scored Ryan Golden. Here, Smith stepping back in the box, the left-handed hitter batting from the right side. First pitch to him, goes in the corner for strike one. Run on first and Pratt, Loyola the 5-0 lead. Here's the next pitch, it's low for ball one, but there's a take to second. Pratt now on second. Wild pitch goes down officially in the books for Pratt getting the second base. The 1-1 count now, delivery. Another pitch that just escapes out of the inner part of the zone for ball two. Dominic Smith on the 2-1 count. Again, he's 0-2, but he's got an RBI. He could get another one here with a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch by Grapewall. It's a fastball that rides inside. And that is just, did it hit the batter? And it looks like he did. Took a second there to have that decision be made, but the batter was hit. Houston Westlow. Here coming up the bat, Gavin Jones on deck. And in the hole, Blake Ellis, as we have upcoming 8-9-1 in the order. I will post 15 with a runner on first and second. And it looks like that will be the end for Aiden Grasswall on the bump. He goes 4 in a third. We're going to take a 60-second break here. Iola Post 15 again, up 5-0 over Hiawatha here in the top of the fifth. We're back in 60 here on KMZA.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at Defender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. Defender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a cozy, quiet Saturday night with no winds, just mid-70s here at the Noble Park Field in Hiawatha, Kansas. Iowa Post 15 up 5-0 over Hiawatha Post 66. A new pitcher change. Cooper Wishrup, the designated hitter, comes into the bump in replace for Aiden Grasswall. Grasswall will go to first. Hageman will come out of the game. Other than that, the rest of the starters stay in their place. Lucas Lancaster behind the plate catching. Becker at second. Jensen at short. Noel at third. Jacobson in left. Oldham in center. And Diller in right. Right now, the situation, Dominic Smith on first. He reached off the hit by pitch. And Kale Pratt, he is on second base. It is Wesolo up the bat. And Jones on deck, and Ellis in the hole with 8-9-1 here up in the order. Hiawatha again still looking to get their first runs up of the game. Iola, they scored 2 in the first off 4 hits. They scored 3 runs off 3 hits in the third. So far, it's only been the odd innings that they have been able to find some production. They haven't found anything yet in the fifth. Of course, Hiawatha would like to put the brakes on it. One down, run on first and second. Wesolo steps up. First pitch here by Wishrup. Just a tad outside for ball one. Wishrup just needing to settle in here from the mound. Again, coming in from the DH role. So stay in the batting order at that same spot. Next pitch gets away for ball two. Wishrup collecting himself on the bump, taking a look back to second, redirects his eyes, and here's the pitch, and that one is way away, and it's a wild pitch that's going to allow both runners to progress. Pratt now on third, and Smith now on second. A wild pitch from Grathwall is what got Pratt to second, but a wild pitch again here is what gets Pratt to third, this time by Wishrup. 3-0 count now here against Wesolo. Here's the delivery, the fastball that hits the zone, and there's the first strike thrown by Wishrup. Now here for Hiawatha, you'd like to continue getting those strikes from Wishrup. This next pitch just rides a little too far inside for ball four. And now the bases are loaded for Iola post 15. One down, bases loaded. Gavin Jones now up to bat. We're finding out the bottom ninth batter in the order. Ellis on deck and Lord in the hole. First pitch to Jones. Just a little above the zone for ball one. Jones. On the 1-0, next pitch to the far corner, nearly being scraped up in the dirt, is ball two. 2-0 count now on Jones. The bases are loaded. Pratt on third, Smith on second, Wesolo on first. Iola wanting to extend that lead. This next pitch right down the alley for strike one. 2-1 count now on Jones. Even his stance, high up in the posture, wavering the bat above the helmet. Area lowers, the ball going straight back to the back. Stop, can they get the tag applied? No, they cannot. A wild pitch will allow Pratt to come through and score, so Pratt gets his second, third, and home plate all off wild pitches. Smith, he reached second off a wild pitch, now he's on third. Wesolo, he gets the second. 6-0 is the score. A 6-run lead for Iola. Jones here on the 3-1. Here's the pitch by Wishrup, and that's just outside for ball four. Bases loaded, and now Blake Ellis comes up to the plate, and now a timeout here from the infield. It's not actually. We'll see what actually happens here. They're going to maybe make an adjustment here on the pitcher's mound. Already early on, Wishrup, who again just came in, but already a possibility that he may just come back out. Well, it's like they are going to make another pitching change, and they make the switch, so another pitcher will have to warm up. So we'll step aside for another 60 seconds here. Iola up 6-0 over Hiawatha Post 66 here in the top of the fifth. The bases are loaded with just one down. It's Ellis up to bat.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brendan Prophet, Kirk Hillman back in studio. One down in the top of the fifth. Iola Post 15 up 6-0 with the bases loaded. Back up to the top of the order. Ellis, Lord, and Doherty here up to bat. Another substitution made up on the mound. It was Jacobson out from left field. He came in to replace Wishrup, and Wishrup will head out into left field. Everything else remains the same defensively for Hiawatha. This first pitch here by Jacobson goes in for strike one. Well, it's now down early 0-1. Ellis is 1-for-3, but has reached twice. Fielder's choice and a single. He has also struck out. This next one just a little under the zone for ball one. Tough situation here for Jacobson to come into. All these three batters, of course, getting charged to Wishrup if they come through and score. This one lined, and it will fall down out into left field. It will go all the way to the fence. One run will come through. Two runs will score for Iola Post 15. Easton Westelow and Dominic Smith coming through for the runs. Jones now all the way on third base. And Ellis with the one out, two RBI double. That is his second hit of the game for Iola. And the score is now 8-0. Iola leads. Tyler Lord. Now up to bat, Doherty on deck with Golden in the hole. Lord, he has reached twice. He is 1-for-2. He takes a hard hack and fouls this one outright. 0-1 now the count on Lord. Jacobson trying to limit the damage. Next pitch here falling into the zone for strike two. Definitely needing these outs. Your Hiawatha. Here is the next pitch, and delivered low and out for ball one. Again, we're in the postseason with a 10-after-5 run roll. Hiawatha getting a chance at the bottom of the fifth inning to bat, though, but you want to prevent these two runs to come through and score at all costs here. Your Hiawatha. The 2-2 count now on Lord. Lord, here. Righty versus righty matchup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. That's a big strikeout recorded by Cooper Jacobson. That is the seventh time today Iola Post 15 has went down swinging. Now, Brady Doherty up to bat. He's had a dominant day. First pitch to him, and it is fouled. Doherty He is 2-for-3 with 2 singles, a run scored, and a strikeout. He was left stranded on third base back in the first inning. He's on an 0-1 count now. He waits on the next pitch, and Jacobson puts one right down Broadway for strike number 2. Here's for the back-to-back K's. See if Jacobson can get it done. And that is a wild pitch all the way to the backstop, and a run will come through and score. That is Gavin Jones from third base. And now Blake Ellis resides on third. A lazy single couldn't get Ellis here on through. And Hiawatha not wanting that run to come in. Regardless, runs will need to be produced. That's bottom inning. Doherty. Here. Swings. Chops it back. Keeps it on the 1-2. The 9-0 lead. Iola Post 15 over Hiawatha here in the top of the fifth. 2 down. Runner just on third. First and second cleared. Golden on deck. Next pitch gets away. Ball 2. See the first time game where Iola Post here has brought 8 up in the order. Here a chance to even bring up 9. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. That one out and away for ball 3. Golden on deck. He is also 2-for-3 with 2 singles. He had an RBI also back in the first. Here's the full count pitch, and that's way outside for ball 4. And Doherty will now go to first base. Ellis is now on third. Golden now up to bat. Runners in the corners. That's the first time today any team has been able to get 9 batters to come through the order in a singular inning. Golden, 2-for-3, 2 singles. He had a single back in the first and the second, or third. He came through and scored after reaching in the third. Throw back to first. Now here back to the mound. The lefty pitcher in Jacobson against the righty in Golden. Here's the delivery, high upside of the zone, and looking to take an easy steal to second is Doherty. So runners are now in scoring position on second and third base. Next pitch, now the zone for ball 2. 2-0 count for Ryan Golden. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that is way inside for ball 3. Well, if you're Golden, you're probably going to put a stoplight on yourself here. You'll get the chance to walk to first. And you'll bring right back up Mathis, who started this inning with a ground out to third. But since then, Iola Post 15 has scored 5 runs. They have doubled the score of this game. And here the fourth pitch comes in as a ball. And Golden will take to first. The bases are now loaded. And now if you walk another batter or hit one, you allow a run. Gotta ring him up with 2 out on the board. Cole Mathis, though, again, he started off this inning with a ground out. This one hit out to center field, and it's snagged up by Oldham. Hiawatha guarantees themselves another inning of play at least here to this 6th. Still needing some runs, though, to be produced. Iola Post 15 leads 9-0 over Hiawatha.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer
are the owner.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luker. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now here in the bottom of the fifth, Hiawatha Post 66, down by 9 to Iola Post 15. Down here 9-0. Jacobson up to bat, Lancaster on deck, Grathwall in the hole, cleaning up Diller. The second, third, fourth, and fifth batter looking to try to come up here in this bottom of the fifth. Hiawatha yet to get a run across on the board. They would like to get some scoring going here. First pitch out of the zone on Jacobson. 4-1. This is Gavin Jones, who has came in to relieve for Wesolo. 1-0 pitch, and that one goes down the middle of the plate for strike one. The 1-1 count now on Cooper Jacobson, one who just came in to pitch for Hiawatha post 6-6 in the top of this inning. Next delivery is on the way and just outside in the top far corner of the batter. 4-2. It's a 2-1 count now on Jacobson. He teeters the bat over his shoulder, and the next fastball comes in low. 4-3. I want a chance to put a rally together here in the bottom of the fifth. Starts here with your leadoff man, Jacobson, here on the 3-1 count, and we'll take the fourth ball and get the walk. Lancaster now up, Grathwall on deck, Diller in the hole. Lancaster walked to first, back in the first inning, and he grounds out to third, or to second base in the third. Righty versus righty, here's the pitch, fastball clipping the interior corner for a strike. After Lancaster, it's Grathwall. This one hits sharply, but it might go into a double play. Can it get turned? And yes, it does. A 6-4-3 double play. Rung up. Great play from Ellis to Lord to Doherty on the infield. And now Aiden Grathwall will come up to bat. He has reached just once. He is 0-1. Reached in the third, but he popped out to short in the first inning. Stepping up into the batter's box. Diagonal in the stance, the left foot leaned left in front, forward. Here he kicks it up, but keeps it on the ground as well as the bat over the shoulder and holds off on the first pitch. That's called strike one. 0-1 count now for Grathwall with Diller on deck. Here's the next pitch, swung on and missed, couldn't catch up to the heat. It's down 0-2. 0-2 count, Grathwall stepping back in, leaning back in with his right foot. And on the 0-2, he's going to have to protect. Here's the next pitch, swung on, grabbed, no, James couldn't, or Jones couldn't snag it. Instead, it's the second baseman and Lord. He gets it to Doherty, and it's a 3-up and 3-down, bottom of the fifth. Good thing Iowa did not score that extra run in the top, as here Hiawatha stays alive for the extra inning. But again, it's still a 10-after-5 run rule. You cannot allow any more runs here if you're Hiawatha for Iowa. So Iowa, you want to try to put the pedal to the metal. It's 9-0, Iowa leads. We're back here in the top of the sixth.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs.
and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to KNZA for the 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Class B State Tournament coverage here on 103.9 KNZA. We're here at Hiawatha, Kansas, the Paul Rocky Field, a.k.a. Noble Park. It's been a beautiful night, just no wind at all. The skies have been cleared. It's been a beautiful day down here in Hiawatha, Kansas. Rain was kind of in the expectation a little bit, but man, it has held off well for this tournament for the past 2 days, pretty much all the way through. Well, we're here in the top of the sixth. Iola Post 15 is up 9-0 over Hiawatha Post 66 with a 9-run lead here. Looking to extend it. Again, it's a 10-after-5 run rule, so if you're Hiawatha, you don't want any runs to come through here, more for Iola. Pratt, Smith, and Wesselow all up here to bat. Coming up for Iola. First pitch to Pratt is in for strike one. Pratt, 6-7-8 here in the batting order for Iola. Next pitch up and away for ball one. Pratt today, he has reached all three times. He's only came through and scored once. He was left stranded on third, back in the third. Here, chopped up in the... No, excuse me, that one goes down for a base hit. Kind of hard to see now with the dark lights, only relying on field lights that kind of shining straight at you. Pratt puts down the leadoff single, and now Dominic Smith comes up to bat. So Smith, he has had a productive day. He has reached base once and came through and scored, as well as a sacrifice grounder back in the third inning that scored Ryan Golden. Throw back to first. Pratt doesn't have to slide or anything. Just runs back, standing up. Not too big of a lead over at that first base bag. Cooper Jacobson still here pitching on the mound. Continuation from the last inning here. Bunt is shown, but pulled back for ball one on Dominic Smith. Another substitution is Stephen Morgan was put over at third base for Newell. And Wishrup now out to left field. Jensen at short. Oldman in center. Becker at second. Diller at right. And Rathwall at first. Pitch that just gets away from Lancaster. And that will take for second. The runner is now in scoring position in Cale Pratt. It's a 1-1 count now on Dominic Smith. Collecting, setting, looking back at second real fast, and here's the delivery just high of the zone. And that'll be ball one, ball two. 2-1 count now on Dominic Smith. Seventh here in the batting order. 8-9 coming up with Wesselow and Jones. And look back to second. Hi, Jacobson. Here's the pitch. Inside fastball. Lifted up here. Going down the right line. See if it can be snagged. Rolling on the ground for it. Are they going to call that fair? Yes, they are. That one just drops in perfectly down the line. That'll be a triple for Dominic Smith. And that'll also be an RBI that scores Cale Pratt. And that one was perfectly laid down on the right line. That 10th run has now come through for Iola Post 15. So I believe officially just deeming it as a double and ending the third off the air. Dominic Smith now on third. Was able to score the runner in scoring position. So productive at bat. Great at bat there by Smith. Westalo, now for that first pitch to him, taken down the middle of the plate for strike one. And Westalo, he had a sacrifice fly back in the second inning. That was the school called Mathis. Next pitch to him, on the way for ball one. He also struck out in the second and reached on in the fifth and came through and scored. On a similar stat line there to Dominic Smith. Here he rolls it to Jensen. Jensen holds his third, doesn't make any throw to first or third. Did not want the runner to try to come through a home plate, but got stuck in a jam between a decision. And Westalo was able to come through and get on first. Jones, now up to bat with runners in the corners. 10-0 lead for Iola in the no-throw to second base. It's called a strike on Jones, but it's another steal and a stolen base for Iola. Runners on second and third, no out still in this top sixth inning. Next pitch comes through right too far inside for ball one. Double play also taken out of the picture here with the runner taking second. After Jones, we'll get back up to the top of the order. This one laid down, another perfect hit down the right line. But instead, Jones will halt at first, but both runners will come through and score. Both Dominic Smith from third and Easton Westalo from second. It's a no-out, bases-clearing single. And now it is 12-0. Iola Post 15 leads over Hiawatha. Tap at the top of the order, Ellis, Lord, and Doherty up to bat. 1-2-3 here in the order. Pitch to Ellis, way out for ball one. Ellis today is two of four, but he has reached base three times. Next pitch, again, back outside, far of the batter. Still about waist high, but just not towards the zone. 2-0 count on Ellis. Here's the pitch. It's an inside fastball, and that hits the corner for strike one. Needing to limit the damage here if you're Jacobson. Next pitch, that one falls to the ball corner for strike two. Looking for the first out here. There is a double play in effect. This one grounded foul out the left side. Ellis remaining on the 2-2. We're now just 11 minutes past 10 o'clock. Again, I appreciate everyone sticking here with this coverage here on 103.9 KNZA. Next pitch rides low and inside again. That is for ball three. We'd like to thank our sponsors here. Our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company, Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. And, of course, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Full count here. Chopped on the double play. Can definitely be made. It's the second. It's the first. The runner is safe, though. Ellis reaching off the fielder's choice, but Jones thrown out at second. So one down, a runner on first. Tyler Lloyd comes up to bat. Doherty on deck, and Golden in the hole. 2-3-4 now in the order for Iowa Post 15. This team looking to make a deep run in this elimination side of the bracket. Trying to win for a fourth consecutive year. The AA American Legion State Tournament title. First pitch to the Lord here. On away for ball one. Next pitch makes Lord have to jump back for ball two. 2-0 count now on Lord. That runner on first and one down. Next pitch, way outside, far for the batter, for ball three. Jacobson, collecting from the mound, looking at first, here's the pitch, and that one outside of the plate. Now Ellis on second, and Doherty at first. Golden now up the bat, and Mathis on deck. Doherty up that, Golden on deck, and in the hole is Mathis. Doherty has his fifth plate appearance of the game. His first pitch to him just a little over the shoulders for ball one. Doherty, he has reached three times. Walked two singles. He is 2-for-3 as well as a strikeout. A throw to third that gets away, and the error will allow a runner to come through and score. That is Ellis. And as well as Lord is able to get to second. Now it is 13-0. Iola Post 15 leads over Hiawatha Post 66. 1-0 count on Grady Doherty right now. The mound meeting is we visited. Hiawatha has gone through now three pitchers in this game. Grathwall, Rishrup, Jacobson. See if Jacobson stays up here on the mound. Regardless here of how many more runs come through, Hiawatha will have to get it under a 10-run lead going into the seventh to get another chance to bat. It's a 10-after-5 run rule after here entering the playoffs. So Jacobson still up on the bump, the lefty facing here the righty batter, and Grady Doherty. Doherty on the 2-0 count, swinging his bat in front of him. Now he puts his right foot in and evens himself up in his stance. Three quarters of the way up in the box. He's on the back line of the batter's box. And next pitch, a ring up for strike one. 2-1 count. Looking back at second. Now the delivery outside the zone. That's for ball three. Just need to get some contact pitches here. Get those out. There's Jacobson. Here. Waiting patiently, Doherty for the pitch. 3-1, here's the delivery way outside, and that will walk the batter. Doherty now on first, a runner is on first and second base. Ward's at second. Ryan Golden now here to bat with Cole Mathis on deck. Here's the next pitch, swung on and fouled. That'll be strike one. Runners, actually, no, he missed it. Went to the dirt. And Lord will now be on third, and Doherty on second. So runners back in scoring position here for Ryan Golden. A designated hitter who has reached base three times today with two singles. He has also came through and scored one. He was left stranded in the first and the fifth. Here's the next pitch to him, and it is outside for ball one. It is a 1-0 count on him with Mathis on deck. Here's the next delivery, swung on and missed for Golden. Now 1-2. 1-2 the count here for the designated hitter. Cleanup man in the order, batting fourth. 1-2. Count, lifted on, in the air. Label out from right, it's Diller, and he makes the grab. But a tag will be on third base from the batter. or the runner, excuse me, and Lord will come on through and score another run of insurance for Iola. Iola now leading 14-0 over Hiawatha. Staying on second, though, playing a tag is Doherty. Here it looks like they're going to stay. The runner was actually out as well on second. So there was another out that just got reported. So that will be a blessing in disguise there for Hiawatha Post 66. They will allow just 5 runs to come through in the top of the 6th. The score now 14-0. Iola Post 15 leads here over Hiawatha Post 66. Hiawatha with one chance here in the bottom of the 6th. They need to score at least 5 runs to continue this game. We'll see about it here on KMZ. We're back after this.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Here's the MSC Sports Radio Network. Iola Post 15 leading by a score of 14-0 here over Hiawatha Post 66. Hiawatha needing 5 runs to come through here in the bottom of the 6th. They have gone 5 innings so far with no runs on the board. They just had a 3-up and 3-down 5th inning. See what they can get going here. Diller, Jensen, and Wishrup all up here in the order. First pitch to Diller, and it's fouled. Strike one. Here on the mound, still Jones. 5 runs are put up in the top of the 6th inning here from Iola. Get and extend that dominating lead. Here's the next pitch here. This one bounces a shortstop throw off the foot and a great reach to make the play. Ellis Doherty, what a combo there to get the out. Now Michael Jensen off the bat with Wishrup on deck and Steven Morgan in the hole. He was substituted in for a Newell. See if he gets a chance to get his first and only potentially only at bat of this game. Next one here, ripped out into right, and that will be caught from the right fielder. Now Cooper Wishrup will come up. It's a quick 2-up and 2-down here for Hiawatha Post 66, and now the season comes down to life support with the potentially final out of this game. Hiawatha needs 5 runs here to not allow the 10-after-5 run rule. Wishrup, the 2-down, makes the high fastball in for ball 1. Wishrup today is 1-for-2. He had a single back in the 2nd, was able to get to 2nd base. Gave a walk to Newell, but was thrown out at 3rd. Next pitch, outside again for ball 2. He also struck out in the 4th inning. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch, and is swung on and fouled back for strike 1. Jones, having come in to relieve for Wesolo, he has reported 2 strikeouts here in this game. Another swing and a miss here by Wishrup. And now it is a 2-2 count for the designated hitter, the 7th in the batting order for Hiawatha Post 66. And a strikeout here. We'll continue Iola's post 16 play in this state tournament. And it would send Hiawatha Post home. Here's the pitch, and that is the strikeout call. Gone down looking is Wishrup, and that concludes this season. A 10-after-5 run rule is in effect, and that will be the final score of the game. Iola Post 15 beats Hiawatha 14-0. A dominant shutout. Iola now moves on to tomorrow to face Marysville at 3:30 p.m., as well as before that at 1 p.m. will be Garnet and Colby, but that is the end here of our tournament coverage for KNZA 103.9. So again, we'd like to thank everyone who has tuned in to our broadcasting coverage so far. We're going to take a quick break, a recap of this game and the tournament so far, and we'll be right back right after this on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For the final time on KNZA 103.9, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Crittenden Prophet Kirk Hillman back in studio here, joining with you at 10:25 here at night on a Saturday. Our 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Tournament, state tournament, and as well season coverage comes to an end here at Noble Park as our final team here that we are covering, Hiawatha Post 66, has fallen to a loss to Iola Post 15, 14-0. Iola now moves on to play Marysville tomorrow at 3:30, and Garnett will play Colby tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So we'll, real quick, just a last thank you to all of our sponsors here throughout this 2025 Legion Baseball season. A shout-out to Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And, of course, our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Well, here, going to give the player of the game to the one that had the lone hit for Hiawatha Post 66. Again, the final styling for Hiawatha, no hits, one run, no errors, and seven left on base. Cooper Wishrup was able to get a hit, a leadoff hit to start the second inning. It was in that inning where Hiawatha would load the bases, but unfortunately, actually they left two on base. They load the bases back in the first inning, but that was pretty much where all the production was in those first two innings, but they were yet still not able to get a run to come through. Hiawatha Post 15 pretty much dominated and did dominate the whole way through, ending this game after six innings. 14 runs off 12 hits, leaving 8 on base. 2 runs were put up in the first, 3 in the third, 4 in the fifth, and 5 for insurance in the sixth. Hiawatha went 0-6 with runners in scoring position, where Iola went roughly about 4 of 14. The game-winning pitcher goes to Russell Lowe, and the losing pitcher to Brathwell from Hiawatha. So again, a final time here from Crin and Profit. Kirk Kelman back in studio against Seneca was eliminated here from the bracket to Marysville, 10-5, and here Hiawatha eliminated by Iola 14-0. That is the conclusion of the 2025 broadcasting year for us. Now we set our sights to 2025 and 2026, where we are back in a month with football and volleyball action here on all of our stations and as well channels. So again, hopefully everybody is ready for that season to get started. Again, hopefully everybody has a great rest of your weekend. From Crittenden, from Kurt, have a great rest of your weekend.